Hey everybody, Jason Shadrick here with PremierGuitar.com, and we are on stage at the Angler Theater in Iowa City with Stanley, Lindsey Buckingham's guitar tech, and he is on a solo tour right now, and so Stanley's going to take us through the guitars, pedals, and effects that he's going to be using on this solo tour. So thanks a lot, Stanley, for taking the time to talk to us. So let's start down here with the Turners, and tell us about a little bit about which ones he brings out, the tunings he uses, and kind of how you handle the backup situation for these guitars.
Okay. Start with this one, which is number one. This is the Turner Model 1. Same guitar that Lindsey has been using since the 70s. This particular guitar is strung up with just a regular set of D'Addario 10s, 10 through 46. It's tuned a step and a half up and capoed at the third fret. So it's a little bit higher than most. Mm-hmm. And that's just for that particular key. That's what works for that song.
And what song is he use that one on?
Uses this on a song called Come.
So on the back, there's a special control. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
This is how the pickup is bolted on. The pickup rotates. So what you do is loosen this screw. You can rotate the pickup to get a slightly different tone and just tighten it back up. And that's how the pickup is mounted into the body of the guitar. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty cool feature.
And does Lindsey mess with that too much, or once he kind of finds
Once we find the sweet spot on the guitar, we bolt it down and never touch it again.
And that's different from guitar to guitar?
It varies a little bit, slightly. Okay. But most of the time, it's at just a slight angle to where the higher strings hit a little further down the string than the lower. Makes the low strings bite a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Another Model 1 is used for So Afraid, Go Your Own Way, sometime, depending on, you know, the tour we're on. It is strung with a 54 set, 12 through 54. However, the bottom two strings are a regular 10 set. So we have a 10, a 12, a 20, and I'm spacing on the rest of them, but that's the heavier gauge. And this is tuned a step down, and it's tuned to D. Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit how he sets up the electronics on these Turners?
We don't use it's like a parametric EQ preamp system in here, but we don't use that. It's just tone and volume. Really simple, mm-hmm. And that's all there is to it.
And what are the bodies and necks made out of on these guitars?
This is mahogany and maple and purple heart stripe. There's a lot of pieces to these guitars. The body is one solid chunk of mahogany. They're pretty heavy, a little bit heavier than a Les Paul. This is rosewood. I think. And a lot of laminations to the neck.
Yeah.
It's very labor intensive, I'm sure.
And also tell us a little bit about the straps he's using on all these guitars. He's using kind of the same strap, but each one has a specific purpose as to for which song they are, right?
Depending on how hard the song is to play, if it requires a lot of dexterity, we'll shorten the strap up and get the guitar right up a little bit higher so he has better access to the strings. Mm-hmm. For this one, which is just basic rock and roll strumming, it's, as you can see, it's pretty low. Mm-hmm. It's really low on me, but I can't play him that low. I don't see how he does. But this is basically the same setup, same strings for this one, and this one is used on Go Your Own Way. Mm-hmm. And this is just a spare. Because of the tuning is so different from anything else, I have to have a spare sitting around in case something goes wrong. Because mm-hmm. they do have preamp systems in them, they run on batteries. They're really complicated, and things can go wrong. So I try to make sure I've got backups for everything.
Sure.
So these are just backups. These are redundant. These three are used. These three are backups.
I see. Okay. And then let's move over to the acoustic ones. He has brought a couple Taylors out here. It looks like
there are Taylor 814s. With a Fishman preamp system in them. Really basic, normal Fishman, I think it's called a premium blend. Premium blend or, yes, prefix system. And he likes the way those sound. They sound really good. Mm-hmm. So we stick with what he likes. And nothing fancy about it, just regular old Taylor 814.
Off the shelf?
Yep.
And what tunings does he use on these, and what songs does he use?
Let's see, this one is a slack key tuning. It's capo at the second fret. It's tuned to, the tuning is, it's a G-flat, mm-hmm. slack key tuning, so.
Like an open D-flat chord,
it's a variation on that, actually. This one is a regular drop D tuning with it capoed at the third fret. It uses that on Never Going Back. Mm-hmm. Just basic drop D. And again, these are spares. So this is for the tailors. These are the redundants. This is the Renaissance baritone, and it is tuned to an open E flat, which is A sharp, D sharp, G, A sharp.
And I also notice you have a Roland pickup on this one.
Yeah, it's we use it to trigger a synth. We're not doing that on this tour, mm-hmm. but sometimes we'll blend a little bit of synth underneath it just to thicken it up a bit, mm-hmm. and sometimes mix a lower octave underneath it, or maybe a little bit of a pedal steel sound. And but it's just barely in there. You can barely tell it's there.
And what kind of electronics?
This is the DTAR pickup system that Rick Turner designed. Mm-hmm. He put it out with Seymour Duncan. It's just a contact pickup underneath the saddle.
Okay.
Super hot, 18 volt preamp, really loud, really crystal clear, mm-hmm. and very loud, very, very dynamic. So you can't get away with anything on this guitar.
And then master volume and tone control?
Master volume, tone, and synth. Pretty much the same thing without the synth with 14 through 68. And it's tuned to an open seventh chord, which I don't know really how to logically explain that, but that's what he uses for this particular tune.
And what song does he use that on?
This is on Seeds We Sow, which is off of his last record. This is a regular Renaissance acoustic. We're using a 13s acoustic set, kind of a heavy gauge acoustic. It has the synth pickup as well, which is not being used. But it's just tuned a step down to a D.
Standard?
Yeah. Standard tuning, one step down.
Same type of preamp used in all these
same
Renaissance?
Preamp. Yeah, yeah. And this is, well, it's exactly the same. This is an open tuning. That is used for treble, which is an open A flat. Mm-hmm. And that is the backup to this one. Just the same thing.
Now, with all these open tunings and capos and different things, are there any tricks you found to help keep things in tune and intonation-wise?
With capos, I try to put a lot of lube in the nuts. Because it seems like when you have a capo on it and you're tuning it, it tends to hang up in the nut quite a bit, and you can run into tuning problems if you don't do that. So try to cut the nuts really wide and really lube them up good. And I put the capos on really tight, mm-hmm. so you don't get any buzzing or anything.
And what capos are you using?
They're just regular Shub capos. Mm-hmm. Okay, this guitar started life as a regular Gibson Chet Atkins. It's been gutted, and each string has its own pickup. So each individual piece here is a pickup in stereo, which we have a gain and a pan for each pickup. This is the gain and pan control. This is a master, and it also triggers a synth. So it's basically stereo left, right for each string plus triggering a synth underneath it. Mm-hmm. Right now we're just using it mono because it gets overly complex and doesn't really make that big a difference when it's coming through a PA system, unless you're really truly doing it stereo. But we're running a mono signal right now, but we are using a synth with it.
And what tuning and what tune is used?
It's standard tuning, mm-hmm. and it's used on two songs, Go Insane, which is standard tuning, and then Big Love, which is standard capoed up at the third fret.
All right, Stanley, so Lindsay has two separate pedal boards, so why don't you walk us through the signal coming out of the guitars and where it starts before it hits the amps.
Okay, we'll start with the easy one. This is for the electric rig. We route the signal directly with the cable in the guitar, no wireless systems. It goes straight into this, which is a modified Voodoo Lab switcher, which I control via MIDI pedal board in the back. So guitar input right out of that for, let's say, take example, the regular electric signal into the switcher, out of the switcher, into a super overdrive, into the delay, right into the front of the amp, and that's it. It's very, very basic.
Is that a short delay or a long delay setting?
It's a pretty long delay, actually. Okay. He likes a real hard, heavy delay. So I guess maybe about 400 millisecond delay. Mm-hmm. That's about it, and that's simple, basic.
And those are in front of the amp, not in the effects loop?
Yeah, they're not in the loop. We run them right in the front of the amp. That's the way he wants it done. That's the way he's always done it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it. Didn't work out so well, so we
We stick it in the front of the amp.
It starts here with the switcher, and I switch it, it routes through the delay and directly into the front end of an SWR California Blonde. This is a loop box that goes directly to the PA, goes right into the front of house. It's a couple of tracks that he runs during the show. Just some background vocal and a little bit of guitar and a little bit of click, and that's it. And he controls that during the show. We use it on 4 songs just to fill the tune in a little bit. Nylon signal uses a 13-pin connector, so I have to go directly into the amp with it. I can't run it through the switching system. So it's a totally separate cable, and it's only used for 2 songs, so I don't worry about trying to incorporate that into the pedal boards.
Okay. And then what about the chorus and reverb pedal here on
that
the
That is the chorus and reverb for the nylon rig. So it's just an on-off switch for the reverb, and that's all we use it for.
All right, Stanley, so here we have a Fishman and a Trace Acoustic and a small rack. So tell us what we have going on here.
Okay, this is the nylon rig. So the nylon guitar runs first into the Trace Elliott amp, and the signal is split. Direct signal going into Trace Elliott and into the Fishman, dry. And then with the split signal, we go into a synth and run that through the Fishman alone. So basically, we're using the Trace Elliott for its tone. It's got a really unique cutting, biting tone that really cuts through, but it's not quite powerful enough. So we started using the Fishman just to try to get it louder. And it evolved into using the Fishman only for the synth signal and dry, and this is only dry. It's a little complicated, a little weird, but it sounds good.
When you say it's not loud enough, you mean for Lindsey's on stage sound or like in the rooms he's playing?
Yeah, it's the stage volume.
Okay.
Because we were having to crank it up and it was breaking up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So, and he wanted it to be really clean. So that's where the Fishman comes in, because it's really loud and really clean.
And tell us a little about the Roland synths you have here.
That's used with the nylon. The signal split off, comes out of the synth into the Fishman, and we use it with 2 different sounds, a pedal steel sound and a, believe it or not, a funk bass sound, which is a low octave. And on one of the tunes, we mix the low octave just below the note where you can barely hear it, and it really makes this thick, lush sound. And it really sounds cool with a nylon guitar. It's not what you would expect. And on Big Love, we use a pedal steel sound, which just thickens it up, makes it really big and nasty sounding, so to speak, I guess. But it's a pretty cool thing.
Cool. All right, let's move over to his electric rig here in the middle with a couple Mesa heads.
It's a Mesa Boogie Tremoverb dual rectifier, and it's kind of just being used as a glorified power amp. Don't use much of the tone circuit at all. It's just cranked up all the way. The master is it's pretty hot, and the gain isn't up much at all. So it's mostly just clean. And we use the distortion box to thicken it up for the leads. But it's just really crystal clear. And with the Turners, it works. And it's going through EV speakers, just 2x12. Mm-hmm. And it's just really clean and clear and really dynamic. And that's why we use those amps.
Is he running both or is one a backup?
Just one. We use the other as just a backup. And you know, sometimes on the big stages, we'll use 2 of them. But in the smaller rooms, it's just one.
And you were mentioning, you know, this is a solo tour he's doing now, but when he's doing full band tours, it's basically the same kind of thing, just maybe a few more heads here.
Yeah, we use 4 heads, running 2 heads and 3 cabinets, just running 2 of the cabinets. And we double the acoustic rig for the big venues, running 2 amps and 2 speakers. For the small rooms, we just use 1, mm-hmm. just to fill the stage up, because these stages are, you know, obviously a lot smaller. They're arenas. You got a big stage, and they're real old school, so they really rely on the amps for their stage volume, mm-hmm. you know. So, and not so much on monitors or in-ears. Mm-hmm. So we like the rigs to be pretty loud and clean.
Let's walk over to this acoustic part of the rig here and tell us a little bit about these SWRs.
It's a normal SWR California Blonde, completely stock, guitar straight into it, and that's it. And what we do is we run the guitar into a DI first, and then out of the DI into the amp, and the direct sound goes to front of house. So coming out of the PA, you're only hearing the guitar. It's no influence of the California Blonde at all. It's just the guitar.
All right, Stanley, thanks a lot for taking the time to walk us through Lindsey's rig.
Thank you.
This is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com.